Okay, we are up to Perek Vav, Braisa Vav, page Reish Chaf Gimel. Print. And this is most likely the most famous, certainly of the Braises of the sixth Perek, and that is the Brais of the 48 Kinyanei Torah. By all rights, we should spend one day in each of the 48, but we'll try to take the express train. Gedayla Torah Yosem in Akuna min Amalchus. It starts with a very, what seems to be a strange statement. It says Torah is greater than Kuna and Malchus. That's fine. Shamalchus niknis b'shloishim mailos. One is kind of kingdom with 30 mailos, 30 attributes. Vakuna b'esrim v'arba, and Kuna with 24. Vatera niknis v'arba shmeinim devarim. And Torah is niknis with 48. Now, first of all, just the statement itself is a little strange. You have to do 48 things to get Torah, 30 things to get Malchus, 24 to get Kahuna. So it sounds like the more you have to do to get to it, somehow that's an indication that it's greater. That seems to be a little strange. But more importantly, what are the 30 and what are the 24? The 24 of Kahuna are the 24 Matnes Kahuna. Right, the only time we find a connection with the number 24 and Kuna, the 24 Matnes Kuna, which the Barbanel here lists 24 Matnes Kuna. Now, what do the 24 Matnes Kuna, the 24 gifts Kayinim have to do? How is that a Kinyan of Kuna? Like how does that compare to the 48 ways to acquire Torah? The 30 of Kuna of Malchus, where are they a list of 30? So Rashi in the Mishnayos says that if you count all of the powers of a king listed in Shmuel, when Shmuel tells the people about the king, and add to that the Mishnah Sanhedrin, like a king Leidon, Vleidon, and I say, there are a list of things that a king has, the powers of a king, so those are 30, those equal 30. So it's very strange. A king has 30 benefits, 30 privileges. A Kayin has 24 privileges. And Torah is Nikna with 48 methods. Now that comparison is, it doesn't seem to be equal. It doesn't seem to be an act, how you're comparing. A Kayin gets 24 gifts, and someone who learns has to go, will get along with less sleep. Like, what does that have to do with the 24 gifts of Kuna? It doesn't seem to match. The Kuna and the Malchus with the ways of acquiring. Yet the Kuna is 24 things, are the 24 gifts of a Kayin. There are no 24 steps you do if you want to be a Kayin. I can't give you 24 steps to become a Kayin, Herbie.
So it's actually one step to become a Kayin. If your father was a Kayin, you were a Kayin.
So it's no step. It's just it's a born privilege. So how does that compare? How do the 24 of Kuna, which aren't steps, compare to the 48 steps of acquiring Torah? It doesn't seem to match. So Chaim Volozhiner does not address this. It seems that the point is that just like the 24 of Kahuna are 24 privileges of Kahuna, they're not ways of becoming a Kayin. The ways of practicing Kahuna. You practice Kahuna with the 24. Malchus, the same thing. A king practices Malchus by Melech Peretz Geder, Lasis Leiderech. He breaks down a road to make a wall to make a road. Those are privileges that he has and benefits that he has. And that's how he establishes his Malchus. If he ignores them, then what kind of Melech is he? The same thing, the 48 Kinyanei Torah, it's true there are ways of acquiring Torah, but more than that, there are ways of sanctifying a person's ability to listen, to speak, to understand, to be awake. All these things, it's not just ways of acquiring Torah, but they're gifts, ways of taking what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given a human being, certain gifts that people have, gifts of understanding. And using that for Torah, you magdish it with Torah. You make it into a kinyan of Torah. So just like a Kayin who ignores his 24 Matnes Kuhuna, he's still a Kayin, but he isn't practicing the Kuhuna because he's ignoring what it means to be a Kayin. So too, a yid that ignores the 48 matnas kinyani taira is ignoring the ability to use the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a human being, using them in a way that that is for taira. A person who's got millions of dollars and is unaware of it, right? It's stashed away. It's hidden in the corner of his room. He's not aware of it. He may be a he might say he's a millionaire. He's got millions of dollars, but he's not aware of it and he doesn't use it. So he's not a millionaire in the sense of I would say he wasn't kinda being a wealthy man, because he's not a wealthy man in practice. He's a wealthy man in bekayach, in potential. The same thing, a kayin who doesn't do any of the 24 matnas kinyan, who doesn't have any of the, doesn't do anything that shows he's a kayin, so he's potentially a kayin. I mean, he's factually a kayin. But the potential is there, just like someone may be factually a millionaire. But if he doesn't know about it, it's a potential that's unrealized. So to a kayin who doesn't know he's a kayin, it's an unrealized kuhuna, a king who doesn't do any of the 30 privileges of being a king. He may be a king, but it's potential. It's not a practice. The same thing is true about a person who has yid, who has taira, and doesn't in any way recognize it. It's hidden in his drawer, and he doesn't pull it out. He's not kind of the Torah, so to speak. He doesn't put the Torah into practice. So that is the comparison of the other two to the Kinyanei Torah. Okay, anyway, let's learn the 48 ways of being kind of Torah, Ve'eluhein. And these are the 48 steps or characteristics of human beings which can be used to acquire Torah. It's usually understood that this is in order. Some order here in how a person goes about acquiring Torah. B'Talmud. Now, B'Talmud seems to be a little ambiguous, because Talmud means learning, but so do the next parts of the Braisa. So the Barbanel says B'Talmud means to be ready to be a Talmud. A person who goes to Torah you open up a Gemara, a person is Mishabi Daitai, to what it says in the Gemara. There's a certain amount of acceptance of Torah Mesinai. So in order to start learning, the first step in starting to learn is to receive, is to accept, to be a Talmud, to be one who's willing to take. So Talmud is the attitude of being a Talmud. B'shmias ha'ayzen. The next thing is to listen. Sometimes hard to listen. A person has to have patience and listen. Barichas ha'fasayim, the next step is to speak. So a person, the first step in being kind of Torah is listening, then speaking, and then bebinas halev, with having a deep understanding of what he learns. So rather than going through all 48, let's take a couple at a time. So we have the first four, and let's see what Rechayim Volozhiner says. Okay, the first we'll get a Talmud, which he doesn't comment on, and again, Talmud means the attitude of being a Talmud. Shmias ha'ezen, arichas vasayim, binas halev. On the bottom he explains, shmias ha'ezen. K'maysh ha'kasav, as it says in Yeshaya, Shimu'u uschinav shechem. Listen, and your soul will live. Ki chush hashemia, mashumeya mea adam. The gift of listening, the sense of hearing, that which he hears from others, tifal yosef mamashu huraya besvarim. A person learns more by listening to another human being than by reading in books. What you hear from a person is different than what you read. You talk to someone, you look at him, and he speaks to you. You understand him more than if you read what he wrote down on a piece of paper. In Bezdin, a person has to come into Bezdin and say testimony. You can't write a letter to Bezdin, give a deposition, and send it into Bezdin. That's not accepted in Bezdin. You have to go into Bezdin and speak. When you speak to the Bezdin, they understand you. They look in the face, and they hear what you say, and they understand. Same thing in Torah learning. Most of what we learn is from Svarim. Nevertheless, a person has to start with Shmias Ha'ezen, with hearing from someone who teaches him. V'gam sheyazen divrei chaver v'yakabel emes misha amare. Listening also is a sense of accepting. Shema, you listen and you accept. There has to be an acceptance of what you hear.
When it says, does it mean that you are
If you want, the 48. Well, obviously not everybody has perfection in Kinyanei Torah. Now, every step of the way is a mila, but I don't think it means you need all 48. One of the 48 is to reach a degree where you're smarter than your Rebbe. So you don't have to do that, you know, to get tired. But the complete level is to have to be complete. You have to have all 48. All right, barichas v'sayim. The second step in Torah learning is arichas v'sayim. Is talk, speaking it out. K'mo shekasuv ki chayim heim lemoitzayim. Because Torah is life, literally, to those who find it. But the Gemara has a drasha as follows. Darshu Erevin Nundalit, Lamaitziayam Bipeh. A person who studies Torah and expresses it is on a higher level. Amru Sham im Arucha Bakoil Hishmura. If Arucha Bakoil, if you use all of your, all of the gifts of your body to learn Torah, Hishemura, then it has a shmira, then it's guarded, it has a permanence. Aval ein dai rak bashi yitzak b'koyel. It doesn't mean just to scream with your voice. Ki miya gam b'bina salev lehevan al nochay. Right, b'bina salev is to say it and understand it. Kamei shekasev, lev chacham yaskil, the lev of a wise man understands. Lev chacham yaskil piyu. Va'al svasav yosef lekach. The wise heart will give intelligent words, and through these words he will understand better. What that means is, Afim Yosef Lekach Bisfasav Kamapam Laza Ali Mudai, even if you're going to review many times, Tzarch Lahaskal Bimina Salev Kumay Bipamarishan. Person has to try to pay attention and understand like the first time. Farmer Lev Chacham Yaskal Piyo, Lev Machim Es Chosai Mashiyamru. The heart gives wisdom to the lips, what to say. Mkein Taimar Eit Tzarch Laizi Bisfasav. So you might think, why speak it out? This, which in his rayon, in his thinking, he makes an error, he'll realize it when he tries to explain it. Sometimes you think something through and you skip a step. When you try to express it to someone, to explain it to someone, and you stumble, you say, hey, one minute, I made a mistake. Ki apem margish hapagima. The mouth notices the error. And when you say it, you'll notice the place of your error. The ikkar is understanding. But to express it makes it real. Reb Chaim Brisker famously said that if you can't explain it, then you don't fully understand. Very often people say, I know what I mean, I just can't explain it. Well, that means that you're missing something in your understanding. Because if you understand it, you can express it. Sometimes you understand when you try to express it, you realize you're missing a step. You realize, now it might be inside, and if you think it through, you'll be able to put it together, but the mouth can only say one thing at a time. It can only go step by step. In the head jumps, the mind jumps, and you don't always realize it. When you massage their things, the siddur gives it an honesty that you really honestly understand. And I find that the pen and piece of paper do that for me. That when I learn something and I think I understand it, if I take a pen and a piece of paper and I try to write it down, it's the siddur advarim of writing for me organizes the thoughts in my mind. It somehow puts it together. And it's Masadir, I remember. I was learning a Kail for many years, and I learned Pachavrusa with somebody, a very bright person in the yeshiva. And we learned Chavrusa the first time. And he saw, I'm a big writer, I write a lot. And he said, those aren't Chedushei Torah. He told me, you're not writing Chedushei Torah. I said, I know. I'm not looking to write a sefer. I used a pen to organize my thoughts, to explain, you know, this Gemara, you have the Ramban's pshat and the Rashba's pshat and the Ran's pshat, and if I can put them all down on a piece of paper in an organized way, I know exactly what it's about. Even if I lose the piece of paper, I'm not looking to lose it. But even if I lose the paper afterwards, it's a way of organizing a person's thoughts. So although the Mishnah, interestingly, doesn't mention writing, the Mishnah presumably came down at a time before the Mishnah was written, Nevertheless, this aricha svasayim, the idea aricha is to organize things. The organization of the mouth is crucial to understanding Torah. I'm sure it's happened to you, not just to me. You say, I have a great part, and you tell it to someone, and you get stuck in middle. Never happened to you. Right? You're stuck in middle, and you say, hey, I better look that one up again, because I'm missing a step. You know, it was great when I looked at it inside, but I'm missing a step. So that is how he explains arichas v'sayim and binas alev, that they go together. All right, so tonight we've done 4 out of the 48 things, and I guess on Thursday night we'll try to pursue the rest of it.